it's time for everybody's favorite show, the Heather Nursery Gardening Corner. Now, here's the gardening expert, Dwayne Hastad, along with Paul Ramo, whose gardening knowledge stops at the produce section of the grocery store.
And a good Thursday morning, everyone. Paul Ramo here with the Garden Show, along with Dwayne Hastad, who's on the phone. Good morning, Dwayne.
Good morning, Paul. Good morning, everybody out there. Some really nice weather this past week, and we got some rain, and so we have some good things to report and some challenging things to talk about.
That's right. I love the cool weather, Dwayne. How about you?
I do, too. Us bigger guys like that, you know.
Yeah. Some people like the real hot weather, you know.
They go south.
Go south. Yep. Well, we're going to open
perfect weather, 72 degrees, little wind and sun out. I don't think you can beat that. I commented even said, if it was like this all year round, we'd have a lot of people out here.
Right. Yep. It's going to change all this weekend back to the hot and humid, it sounds like. So.
Exactly.
Do plants like cool weather like this or a little break from the heat?
They get a little breathing room, too, you know, it's because that hot, hot weather, 90 degrees, I don't think is good for much of anything. They do grow, but you should, you know, it's got to have some moisture because if it's hot, a lot of plants just go backwards.
Okay. Hey, we're going to open up our phone lines this morning once again for garden and lawn questions for Dwayne. I don't think we've stumped them yet. You can give us a call at 320-598-7301. That's 598-7301 for a lawn and garden question for Dwayne. And
yeah, but everybody, you know what? Paul called a little before, and he was giving me some answers to some questions we got already, so I'm going to have to retire and let Paul take over.
Yeah, you're teaching me well, Dwayne. I'm learning a lot from you. So, let's go with plant of the week, and we posted it on our KLQP Facebook page if you want to take a look at it. And what would be our plant of the week, Dwayne?
The plant of the week is Starry Starry Night Perennial Hibiscus. It's a perennial hibiscus. It's one that's planted outside. It can be planted in Minnesota. Versus a lot of people think about hibiscus. It's a tropical hibiscus that you can buy, and they're not hardy here, okay? They're for the tropics, for those warm areas. But a hardy perennial hibiscus can be planted outside, and the flowers get absolutely huge. If you look at that one online, this is a new one this year. It's called Starry Starry Night. Flowers get 8 inches across, and just absolutely gorgeous. Remember Dr. Galtieri, the dentist?
Yep.
I planted this plant for him, and he called me up one summer, like, just because they grow and it's really hot. And he goes, Dwayne, what's that plant you planted? And I go, well, you know, usually think the bad things, you know. And I go, oh, what one? And I said, oh, that was a perennial hibiscus. And he says, it has 358 flowers on it.
Oh, wow.
He counted them, and 6 to 8 inches across. That I said, I'll be right over. I want to see that. Absolutely gorgeous. You plant it in the hottest place you got. It likes it hot. It doesn't come up till June. It's the last thing to come up. And people will call me and say, hey, my hibiscus isn't here. And I said, just wait. And it comes up when it's hot.
Now, the picture we're showing on our KOQP Facebook page is a pink. Pink one, is that the color they come in or different colors?
Well, Starry Starry Night is pink with some pink stripes through it, but there's all shades of red and pink and white. Those are the colors that it comes in. There is some plum colors, too. So a lot of them out. It was originated in Iowa by three brothers, and there was just one that came out was a red one, and happened to plant one of those. It was called Midnight Marvel. And it's gorgeous. They're proven winners have kind of taken over, so it's a proven plant, and they're really pretty.
Okay, how long does the flower stay then, the bloom?
It'll stay, a flower probably doesn't stay very long, but it has lots and lots of buds on it. And so it'll bloom in July and August.
Oh, okay. Yeah, pretty plant there. Pretty flower,
planted,
I should say.
It's the hottest spot you got. It's one of those plants that likes it warm.
Okay. So that's our plant of the week. Dwayne, what is our UFTA plant of the week?
Our UFTA condition is, hate to tell you, but our elm trees are getting Dutch elm disease again.
Oh, no.
And you see a lot of dead ones around, so there's going to be cutting trees down. So not a lot you can do about that except get rid of them and try to sanitize it so it doesn't spread to another tree.
Talk a little bit about that Dutch elm disease. How does that work, or how does that happen, or what do they do to the tree?
Many years ago, you know, it was quite an epidemic that it was spread. What happens is it's actually a fungus disease that gets into the water-carrying tissue of the tree and plugs it up. So it looks like your tree is dehydrating or lack of water, in which it is. And the signs start way up on the top of the tree where the leaves start wilting because it doesn't get water up there, and then it dies from the top down. Mm. Fungus disease, we used to treat a lot of that by drilling holes into the roots of the tree and injecting a fungicide into the tree, but you don't see that being done too much anymore.
Okay.
Because there's not many elm trees left. Now we have hybrid elms, hybrid American elms. One's called Valley Forge or Patriot that are resistant to Dutch elm disease. So nice tree, that vase shape, big tree. So you can plant Patriot, Valley Forge, and we have those at Heather Nursery and Floral.
Okay. All right. Well, this morning we had a lady walk into the studio to ask a question. I don't know if we ever had that before, but it's a good one. She had a picture of what's a phlox plant or phlox flowers. And I texted the pictures to you, Dwayne, before and after. Last year, her phlox plants just bloomed, and they were awesome. I mean, they just did well. And now this year, it's all dried up. But she waters them daily, and it's just all dried up. What happened? What is a phlox flower?
It's called a hardy garden phlox, which is an upright phlox. So it gets about 2 feet tall, has big clusters of flowers called panicles. That's a cluster of flowers. That's the term for that. And very, very pretty. Sometimes you see them along some groves, the purple ones. But you can get all different colors in these garden phlox. And there's other phlox, too, that are creeping phlox that stay really short. But that's not what we're talking about. These hardy garden phlox, there's a lot of new hybrids out. And what's going on here first? It looks like it's drying out, okay? And we've been talking about this, drying out. The leaves are drying out. So that's why she's watering it every day. But two reasons that it would cause this to look like it's drying out. One is red spider mites, which we talked about last week or the weeks before, is that there's bugs on there, little mites, and they suck all the juices out, and you can't stay ahead of it no matter how much water you give it.
Okay.
The other thing which I think is going on is called powdery mildew or a mildew, which is a fungus problem, and it's from the hot, being hot and humid out, and it gets that mildew, and that's not good because that could kill the plant. Watering the plant every day is probably not a good idea because you're rotting the roots in there. If you water your plant a couple times a week, especially when it's planted in the ground, is plenty. Mm. I would say you got one or two things. You either got red spider mites, you probably have mildew. That's a very common problem with garden phlox. So when you buy a garden phlox, look on the label and it'll say mildew resistant on the label. And that's the kind you want.
Mm. Okay.
David Eye is a great phlox, really pretty. And that's mildew resistant. And there's another one, I don't remember it's pink and white, and is another very nice one. So.
Okay, yeah.
Don't water it so much, and you want to plant your phlox so they're kind of out in the area where it's kind of breezy, so it'll dry off and probably not be quite so humid.
Okay. All right, yeah, the pictures that she showed me, it's a night and day difference from last year to this year.
So even if you look at the flowers, last year flowers were rosy red and gorgeous, and this year they're kind of a whitey mm-hmm. pink. They don't even look like the same plant.
Okay.
It's the humidity is what did it.
Okay. All right, here's a question that was called in just recently here. Gardenia plant leaves turning a yellow. What conditions do they like, wet or dry, sun or shade?
Do you know if it's inside or outside? Well, I would assume if they're like saying sun. First of all, Gloxinia or Gardenia isn't hardy here, okay? So it doesn't last outside. You got to bring it in. It loves the sun. It's a tropical plant. And it'd rather be dry than wet. And the other thing is that spider mites love gardenias.
Hmm. We've heard of spider mites quite a bit in the garden show this year.
That should definitely be we had ufta last week, but the warm weather creates the life cycle of mites and insects to increase, so you get more of them. And we got spider mites.
Okay, so the
spray miticide on there, plant in the sun, pick off the yellow leaves, and it'll come back.
All right. Do plants like to be touched? Should I constantly be touching my plants? I thought that was a good question.
It is a good question. Sounds kind of...
Yep.
A little interesting.
Right. Well, I think a lot of people do touch the their leaves and touch the plants, don't they?
First of all, you got tree huggers out there that like to hug the trees, so that's okay. We actually, at our greenhouse, you know, because you don't get a lot of wind through a greenhouse, and we call raking our plants. We take like a stick or an end of a rake and go over the top of our plants so you disturb the plants, and that way the stems stay stronger. So I think raking your plants is good. We do that especially on our tomatoes so that the stems get stronger. Actually doing a lot of touching of your plants. First of all, maybe you're a little weird, but they don't like that because a lot of plants are sensitive and you can spread diseases from one plant to the other. So you can touch your plant, but I wouldn't overdo it.
Just look at them.
Better from afar.
There you go. Another question just called in. Two hydrangea, three years old, both only have one bloom on, and bought... Miracle-Grow for acid plants, been putting every week. Why only one bloom?
Is it a tropical plant or a hardy plant? Tropical, it means it's probably in her house, and that's what most people have.
Okay.
Likes the sun, okay? Could be root-bound, which is common. They grow a lot of roots. You probably need to break the roots up and repot it, okay? Doesn't like the cold. Don't have it over a register if you have your air conditioning on. The plants don't like that. And, You know, Paul, I bet it has spider mites.
All right.
Or the other thing it has, hibiscus gets scale. It's a little bug that's on the trunk of the plant.
Okay.
And it's a little bump.
Okay. Hey, time's up for questions, and we got a couple more, but we'll have to get them next week. Hey, just want to let everybody know they'll be listening for details on how you'll be able to submit photos of your plants and vegetables to the Q92 virtual fair on the air in the near future. We're doing a virtual county fair on the air here in the near future, and you'll be able to send in your photos of plants and vegetables, so stay tuned for that.
Hey, I think that's a great idea. Way to go,
all right.
Paul.
All right, just got about 30 seconds, Duane. What's happening at Heather?
We're doing a lot of landscaping. We have landscape crews out, and I've been doing a lot of design work. If you have any questions or whatever, don't be afraid to call us. We do a lot of landscaping-type projects. Also going to be starting doing lawn work, so if you have a lawn project, seeding grass, you should be seeding grass second, third, fourth week.
Got to run, Duane.
Give us a call.
All right. Thanks a lot.
Thanks, Paul.
There's our garden show for this week.